I'm now joined by one of the aforementioned executive producers who's very mindful of her attention to detail, Jackie May.
Feeling very tricky today, I am. So look out.
We've got weekly feedback.
We have. And look, let's start with some feedback to yesterday's show. We got an email from Karen about the interview with Mukesh Haikerwal. It was wonderful to hear Dr. Haikerwal on your program. He's been a tireless and reasoned advocate of common sense in improving medical policy and practice. I fully support his views as a person with complex medical conditions. It's a constant source of frustration that I don't have a consolidated portable record to present during medical emergencies or when encountering new health professionals. There's over-reliance on my ability to recall accurately 35 years of medical history, pathology tests, and technical details of medical interventions. My medical records are held by over 5 hospitals and numerous other specialist and general practitioners. I feel the privacy lobby have hijacked this issue for too long under the guise of protecting rights and not facing the consequences of an ineffective records system. The lack of consolidated records inhibits effective, swift decision-making at critical times.
And just on that, actually, related to it, the other year, I think beginning of last year, we did a story about MyVitals, which is an Australian firm that wanted to be a player in this field. And we heard just from then the other day to say the company's going to be wound up.
It looks like maybe a little bit ahead of its time, but hopefully that will be the future.
Mm. Now, yesterday also, we spoke about violence in older women over 45. It turns out that women who are violently abused by a partner, a quarter of them are 45 and over. And we've got this from Selkie. Thank you for the segment. I'd just like to add that sometimes neighbours can be perpetrators too. Josie is right about the need to break the silence. In previous years, I've handed out white ribbons and information on Women's Day on the streets of my local country towns. The number of women, often older women, who have approached me to describe their experiences of physical and emotional abuse is staggering. One woman had a broken arm as a result of her partner's assault on her. They all said that they felt the issue was swept under the carpet in the local rural areas and so never gets addressed. Please, can we have more segments on this?
Now, another subject that continues to get a lot of you going is the problems with the delivery of the BER, or the Building the Education Revolution, for those of you not familiar with what we're talking about. Now, we got an email from someone who wants to remain anonymous for obvious reasons. I'm one of the courageous principals referred to by Christopher Pyne. I can assure you that a gag has been applied, as I received a phone call soon after going public from my immediate superior directing me not to speak to the media about the issue. I have great concerns about the inflated costs and the fact that only 2 projects have been targeted for completion at my school, when I have many more that I feel the allocated $3 million should adequately cover. The managing contractor assigned by the government also takes a base 4%, $120,000 in this case, and then there's a list of little surprises to which the contractor can apply additional management fees.
Got this one from James and Robin. There's another facet to the BER than the school principal's reactions, and that's the impact on the local communities surrounding the schools, which are the recipients of the government's funds. The haste to build a large multi-purpose facility at an Ivanhoe school has created a dangerous situation for the community by exacerbating traffic hazards in streets around the school. No traffic or parking studies have been undertaken, and this situation's worse for the fact that no community consultation's being allowed. All local planning laws and avenues of protest have been bypassed. We also got these calls.
My children attend the local state high school. The school has very poor infrastructure. It has the substandard toilets. The science labs are over 45 years old. Recently, the school applied for a grant for the labs and was knocked back. We've got 2 or 3 private schools within quite a short distance from the school that have much better facilities, and were recently given about $2.5 million for halls. I'd like to see the state school audited to ensure that their basic facilities are adequate before millions of dollars are spent on other facilities that may or may not be necessary. Thank you.
Hello, Greg Dolan from Mudgee. I'm a member of a group called Nitrous Oxide Out of Classrooms. We're trying to get some of the BER funding towards replacing unflued gas heaters. These are very damaging to children and teachers' health, and I think the New South Wales government have put a gag order on this kind of replacement, and I support what Christopher Pyne is saying. We really need to get the gas out of the classrooms. Bye.
Hi, Richard. My wife had arranged yesterday to have the windows on the house cleaned, which she has done professionally once a year. She's had great trouble getting our window cleaner to come and do it. When he finally arrived, he tells us that he's not only working weekdays, but working weekends as well, cleaning windows in schools, which haven't been cleaned for years and are now being cleaned because they have to spend the money. So that's one thing they're spending it on, having the windows cleaned. Not quite what Mr. Rudd thought the money would be spent on, I feel. Bye.
Perhaps money coming from a different pot. But anyway, thank you for those calls. Now, last week while you were away, Richard, there was a talk back about the bonding power of music.
I heard that, bits of that, yes.
Maestro Guy Noble, of course, was in charge of. Now, Gail's written, you'll laugh at my story. I've always loved the last movement of Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony. For me, that wonderful theme, stated so triumphantly at the beginning, is about what a wonderful thing it is to be human. As the movement continues, the theme tries to come through but never quite manages that glorious fullness. And we in our lives don't often reach the heights, but we try and try again. So imagine my emotion when I went in my 50s to see the film Babe. And under the credits, there was the Saint-Saëns organ theme. And I already knew the story of a little pig that knows you get on better with people by trying to understand them than by trying to dominate them. And then there was Farmer Hoggett's song to that tune. Babe always makes me cry, so that's why I couldn't phone in.
I've got one here from Jason. I've fallen in love with the eclectic and curious music of the late Frank Zappa. I've never heard such unusual guitar playing or musical compositions as Zappa's music. I remember when I first heard his guitar solo called Watermelon in Easter Hay, I cried uncontrollably. Conversely, when I listen to his track Filthy Habits from the album You Can't Do That on Stage Anymore, I feel the underlying rage and torment that he managed to channel through his musical compositions. Zappa's social comments in his song lyrics are also an interesting observation to me. Thanks for that, Jason.
Now, just before we go, Dr. Adrienne Salleh has written about teacher librarians today, and she said, your conversation focused on information research, but it only briefly touched on the fostering of a love of literature, which I see as a very important role for trained teacher librarians. We need a nation of discerning readers, not only researchers, if we're to move forward in the 21st century. So thanks for that.
Thanks very much, Jackie. And remember, if you want to get in touch, the website's the way to do it, abc.net.au/rn/Life Matters, and the number is 02833 1430.